Oh my God, this Cult of Dawn is just getting better and better and better. Today, day seven off the roast, and Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has pulled it again through the R58 rocket. I just love this Cult of Dawn as an espresso. I've done three shots, and I must say the first shot was a bit sticky, but I put my lips to it, and it was just so thick and rich and actually beautiful. But because it wasn't really, if you go with the parameters, it wasn't really an optimal shot. In 33 seconds, it only yielded 22 grams of fluid. But it was an amazing feeling and taste in the mouth. But the Cult of Dawn, the manifesto of the Cult of Dawn, pushed me to do another extraction and another extraction until I got it in the parameters that I wanted to. 26 seconds and it yielded 31.8.9 grams. I was really happy with that. And there is such a beautiful sweetness about this espresso. And at the end, it does give you some more familiar coffee flavors and notes. But at the beginning, it is a beautifully light, fruity, very sweet drink. I mean, it is not sweet that you would equate to honey. I mean, we often say that the flow of an espresso should actually be honey-like, nectar-like in its consistency, but not necessarily in its taste. And it did give me a thick, rich extraction that just dropped into the shot glass beautifully. But in the mouth, the sweetness would not be as heavy as a honey would be. It is more like a very sweet orange. So it is just absolutely beautiful. I still can't get my head around this espresso really working with milk as well, but I did try it yesterday and it worked well. One thing is for sure, the roaster, Richard Shannon, really knows what he's doing. The people at Workshop Coffee know what they're doing when they tell me and advise this bean should rest for 7 days after the roast, and then it's getting better and better and better. And of course, I tried it 5 days off the roast, 6 days off the roast, today 7 days off the roast, and it just has improved. It was very good already, but now as an espresso, it just gives you some, I don't know, it actually blows me away. Having said that, I do obviously also like other espresso that are maybe more chocolatey, and especially that works terribly well in milk. But this one, I just love it as an espresso. So again, I mean, my congratulations go along the lines of searching for finding those beans, roasting them for perfection, and then serving them and giving them Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to try. Thanks again.